Nolte, Wokatard Screen Actors Guild Award ratings collapse 64% from 2019. By John Nolte on April 7, 2021. The 65-year-old Ten Commandments drew more than four times as many viewers as Sunday's Wokatard Screen Actors Guild Awards. Dear Hollywood, guess what? Nobody wants to watch members of Hollywood's Wokatard Gestapo celebrate other members of Hollywood's Wokatard Gestapo with golden idols as you shame normal people for believing in things like election integrity. Not chemically castrating five-year-olds, keeping grown men out of our daughter's bathroom, owning guns, and personal liberty. Isn't that the only blatantly obvious reason for the ratings annihilation of all these Wokatard award shows, including Sunday night's Screen Actors Guild, SAG, award show? How humiliating were Sunday night's Woke Gestapo SAG award ratings? Teehee. So humiliating, the Woke Gestapo SAG ratings hit an all-new low. So humiliating, the Woke Gestapo SAG ratings were down about 50% over last year's record low. So humiliating, the Woke Gestapo SAG ratings collapsed a whopping 64% from 2019. So humiliating, the Woke Gestapo SAG Awards aired on two major cable networks, TNT and TBS, and still only managed to draw 957,000 total viewers. Yep, so humiliating, fewer than a million people tuned in. And now we get to my favorite part. You're going to love this part. While fewer than a million people turned into the Woke Gestapo SAG Awards on Sunday night, the night prior, on Saturday night, more than four times as many people tuned in to watch a 65-year-old Bible movie. LOL. While modern-day Hollywood couldn't draw even a million viewers on two major cable networks, on Saturday night, Cecil B. DeMille's 65-year-old biblical epic, The Ten Commandments, 1956, drew 4.07 million total viewers. In other words, more than four times as many people would prefer to watch a 65-year-old movie that's been available on home video for four decades, a 65-year-old movie that comes with more than an hour of commercials, than watch members of Hollywood's Wokatard Gestapo give shiny idols to other members of Hollywood's Wokatard Gestapo. This is no fluke. These sexless, hideous, anti-art, anti-fun, anti-freedom, anti-joy Hollywood award shows are dying all over the place, as are movies that don't put grown men in spandex. Last month, the Wokatard Golden Globe Gestapo Awards got wiped out by a 62% ratings crash. Only 6.03 million tuned in, just a little more than those who tuned in to watch Saturday's 65-year-old Bible movie. Last month, the Wokatard Grammy Gestapo Awards got wiped out by a 53% ratings crash. Only 8.8 million tuned in. Back in September, the Wokatard Emmy Gestapo Awards got wiped out when only 5.1 million tuned in. And coming up? The Big Daddy of Wokatard Gestapo Awards arrives later this month. The Oscars, an award show that has been collapsing to new rating lows almost every year for the better part of a decade. Naturally, Hollywood's woke Gestapo propagandists are already writing blatantly dishonest pre-excuses for why this year's Oscar ratings are going to hit an all-new bottom. And of course these little Himmlers are ignoring all the real reasons for this crash. Like how the show is all lectures and no fun, all vacuous celebrities and no movie stars. All virtue signaling from the worst people in the world and no magic. Hey, Hollywood, we're just hating you back. You started it. We're all locked down in our homes dying for any kind of new entertainment. And we still prefer a 65-year-old movie over your self-celebrations. LOL. Kiss my ass. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.